This is Grounded and Connected Empowerment, a podcast about embodying our innate wisdom and connecting to country through the guidance of Jambi, an original custodian of the Northern Rivers region from the Gitabal Ngarrukul people. Committed to activating the deep spring within all of us, Jambi carries the work of culturally informed trauma-integrated healing around the world with Indigenous elders and knowledge keepers. Colonisation is not the end of the story. What we see now is that all the bloodlines are here. So we can allow the story to play out the way it has been, or we can take control of the story. We're not able to change the past, but we can own the future, and there is wisdom in this for all of us. Sovereignty is responsibility. You can't have one without the other. It is about coming back to mother. We'll get the wisdom out of this, and we'll sing the songs and create the dances and the stories that go about this time, from colonisation to now. Our lands have been cared for by our traditional custodians for 80,000 plus years. We move together against the continuing genocide and colonisation of our peoples. Our sovereignty was never ceded. We endow deep respect to the bloodlines of this country.
I'm Jambi. I'm from the Gitabal and Ngarrukul people of the Northern Rivers. So it's around Mount Lindsay and Mount Warning, Mulumbini, Momoli and Jargonbunj. And I also have English, Irish, a little bit of Norwegian and Vanuatu blood as well. And I really do honour the journey of my ancestors, all of them, that bring me here to this point. So the name Jambi comes from a tribe down south, and my father was given permission to give that name to me. He travelled with some people from down there, and they told him about that name. And up here in the Northern Rivers, the same name is Dharam, that has the same meaning, and that's recognition of the next in line for eldership, the eldest in the generation. There's another word actually here as well that's very close to some of the elders here call me, and that's Jambi. And Jambi means to carry great intention. But I want to give respect to the tribes down south. I want to give big respect to those mobs. And where I believe it comes from is the beginning of the ley line that runs up here following the mountains. And there's pretty strong power in that. And there's old stories in that. And I've got a lot of respect for it. So my understanding of the ancestral bloodlines, at some point everybody's DNA codes were connected to place, and for some of us that's still very strong, and some of us that's all over the place now, mixed up. As we were created, what some people refer to as the falls of our spirituality, the pool of energy and spirit that we were all come from, is brought into life, brought into this plane of existence through woman, through the mother, and then sung into country. And then we're given, back in the day, we were given the lord of that place. So we understood our role and what our purpose was. And that was something that was worldwide. Doesn't matter where your bloodline came from. Everybody that's here and is born into this place, into earth realm, into this existence, has to come in through those channels, has to come in through a woman, has to come in through the ones who can embody that spirit. And that's the only natural way of doing it. Our connection to place has a lot to do with those bloodlines and the DNA codes going way back to different beings that were here hundreds of thousands of years ago, that were here before the Great Flood, that were here back when we were just dust. And we have that ability to call and recall on those those times, that wisdom, the understandings of how this place works, how life works, when we connect with those parts of ourselves and the places. A lot of us talk about our responsibility on country being custodians, and it's, from my understanding, it's one, looking after the land, looking after what that purpose of the land was, whether it had sacred sites and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, that's important. But we also have the ongoing understanding of the bigger scheme of things, like part of understanding what's happening now on the planet. And it's not just here, it's every Indigenous nation in the world has a responsibility to keep sacred those places. It doesn't matter what we've got to go up against. And in fact, if we keep ourselves strong and healthy, and we keep our respect and connection to our bloodline and country, we can get the energy behind us to make changes that we need to change, to help people understand. And it doesn't matter how diluted or whatever we want to say about being mixed race these days, it actually gives us more energy because we're connected to more of the earth, not just this country. It makes us more powerful.
You're listening up to Grounded and Connected Empowerment, exploring our ancestral bloodlines, DNA codes, and finding our connection back to place.
So I have an understanding that colonization, while it was an almighty shit show, and it continues to be, the purpose in the background is the cultures and the connections that have been lost in the DNA codes all over the world have gravitated towards the Indigenous cultures to learn how to heal themselves after they've been disconnected, after they've been through what we've just been through. But a lot of these people went through it thousands of years ago. There's a reason why the last of the cultures that were kept sacred and held really tight, there's a reason why they're now being colonized. And it's got a lot to do with the balance, I feel, of how much the world has been broken down, how much of the old way of existing on the planet has been diluted and smashed. And basically all these non-Indigenous people are looking for what we have. They haven't been able to ask the questions in the right way, and they haven't really understood what the question is yet a lot of the time. Some of them do. Some of their younger generations have gone out searching the world for the answers. At the end of the day, all they need to do is sit still, and we understand that, some of us who are lucky enough to still feel it. But the understanding that after we do our healing, when we do go through the motions of understanding colonization, go through the motions of understanding who we are in the modern age and what importance we have and what we carry to take into the future, and still a lot of that's to do with holding on to country and being those custodians, we get to that place where we understand ourselves a lot deeper, and we can then start to share what we feel. And the knowledge, the understanding of being connected to country and connected to earth in that deeper way is all about the feeling. It's all about feeling strong, feeling safe, feeling their responsibility. And those things have been systemically disconnecting us since colonization. And they learnt that for thousands of years of doing it everywhere else. So while we have the issues that keep us separated from ourselves, from each other, but also separating from the old laws and the old wisdom of rebalancing and the old understanding of bringing people in and helping them to fit in a good way, and them being able to follow our lead a little bit and just backtrack into their own story, find their own connection to place on the planet, understand those deeper things that we feel, that every earthling feels, every spirit that's embodied on the planet feels, and understand what happened. And this is the big part of it, from my understanding, is how the hell did we get here? How did this mess happen? So while we're in reaction and we're dealing with the repercussions of colonization, classically we've been stuck in the fight and we've been stuck in the warrior status because we've still been under attack. But we do need to take a step back. As soon as anybody in the DNA codes, anyone in the bloodlines, in the grandmother storylines, we all need to make sure that we don't waste time, and that when we do have a chance to relax and come back to ourselves, we have a good look at coming back to a balanced understanding of the world and see what's going on. The only way we can really see what's going on is without judgment or expectation. And that's very hard. Those two things are very hard to achieve, especially when we're under attack by the government, by corporate and all these things, and each other. I can't help but think that if things were done correctly, how would the elders have handled colonization, would have handled people coming in, if they'd come in a good way, if they had to come in peace, strong, connected people, strong people who knew their ancestry, knew their country, knew their stories and song lines. If they had rocked up in those boats and those tall ships, how would the elders have brought them in to share this place? And then understanding, no matter what the story was, what we see now is all those bloodlines are here. So we can allow the story to play out the way it has been, or we can take control of the story because we still own this place. We're not able to change the past, but we can own the future. And there's wisdom in all of this for us, not just for us, for the whole of humanity. We'll get the wisdom out of this. And we'll sing the songs and we'll create the dances and the stories that go about this time. Everything that's happened from colonization to now, we can, thousands of years into the future, there are going to be stories about this time, and we got to make sure that we're on that job, because that's what's going to last out of this.
You're listening up to Grounded and Connected Empowerment. Our feet on the earth is a beautiful ceremony. So get your bare souls on the land now and tune in for the meditation.
Find yourself a place to stand, far enough apart that you can feel just your own energy. With your heart, allow yourself to feel whichever direction you feel to face. Do one turn. Feel with your heart. There's no right or wrong. Bend your knees a little bit and get comfortable. And breathe deep. Breathe deep into your belly. Breathe in for 4, out for 8. 3 times. Allow yourself to feel the pressure on your base. Feel that energy going down your legs and into your feet. Now we bring our attention to breathing into our chest, breathing in chi energy, life force, storing it in the chest, exhaling any negativity, 3 times. On the next breath, using your intention, we send that energy down through the base, down the legs, through the feet, into the earth. Allow yourself to feel your root system going down through water aquifers, feeling the cold, down through lava tubes, feeling the heat, all the way down to the core of the earth. And there. Allow yourself to feel the heart of the Mother Earth. Without judgment or expectation, allow yourself to feel the love that she has for you. Allow yourself to feel as that energy travels up through your root system, up through your feet, into your body, touching every chakra point, paying attention as it touches your mind, resting your ego, allowing you to come back into your heart, feeling safe. You're at home. Now we bring our attention to breathing into our chest again, breathing in three more times, storing that life force. On the next breath, using our intention, we send that energy up towards higher self. Anything standing in the way, you see it burst like fireworks, smashing to pieces. Keep that energy traveling up. And there, suspended in the collective consciousness, source energy, we feel weightlessness. Timelessness. Nothing but the love of the Creator. Without judgment or expectation, allow yourself to feel the love that He has for you. Allow yourself to feel your reason for being. Allow yourself to feel as that energy travels down through your crown, filling your whole aura. Allow yourself to feel your empowerment, your purpose. Now we bring our attention to our breath once more, this time breathing directly into each chakra point. Breathe deep, send that energy directly to the base. Feel it getting stronger and stronger, brighter and brighter, slowly turning up to your core. Getting brighter and brighter, stronger and stronger, slowly turning up to your center. Getting brighter and brighter, stronger and stronger, slowly turning up to your heart. Take a big deep breath for your heart. Getting brighter and brighter, stronger and stronger, slowly turning up to your throat. Getting brighter and brighter, stronger and stronger, slowly turning up to your third eye, pineal gland. Getting brighter and brighter, stronger and stronger, slowly turning up to your crown. Getting brighter and brighter, stronger and stronger, slowly turning, and all the way back up to your higher self. Allow yourself to feel every part of your being, from the core of the earth with the heart of the mother, to your higher self, with the love of the Creator. Feel your energy expand and contract with every breath. Allow yourself to feel the presence of the ancestors here. That ancient timeless energy, solid and strong. The energy of lifetime after lifetime of the same DNA codes lived here, in this place. Now with your heart, let them see who you are. Allow yourself to feel their stare as they look deep into your chest. And allow yourself to feel the shift as they turn their stare away. Now with your intention, let them see why you are here. Let your mind paint the picture for them to see. Now allow yourself to feel your ancestry. If you don't know them, then feel your blood. Without judgment or expectation, let it show you the lands from where it came. Let it show you the mountains, the rivers, the oceans and the beaches, the people and the places of your original tribes. Now allow yourself to feel the last lawman or lawwoman from your original tribes. The ones who still knew the old ways, practiced the old culture. Now allow yourself to feel as that ancestor places their hand on your shoulder. Now allow yourself to witness as your ancestor takes a step forward from you to meet the ancestors here. See them meeting in respect of the old ways, the old laws taught to us by the earth. Now allow yourself to witness as your ancestor takes a step back and takes your place at your shoulder once more. Let them know that you're grateful for their presence in your life and you're open to their guidance. And let yourself feel the pride that they have for you. For you are the next step in your ancestry. Put here in this time, in this place, to take this next step. to heal your bloodlines and reconnect to the earth. Allow yourself to come back into this time, into this place. Taste the air. Feel the wind on your skin. The earth beneath your feet. And as you open your eyes, allow yourself to view this place as if it was the first time you'd ever seen it. Without judgment or expectation, let creation tell you its story. Let the trees tell you who they are. Let the sky show you its purpose. And take as long as you like.
You've been listening up to Grounded and Connected Empowerment, a podcast about embodying our innate wisdom through connection to country. Grounded and Connected Empowerment was recorded and produced on Bundjalung First Nations sacred lands in collab with Koori Male. Music by Oka. For more info on Jambi, head to groundedandconnectedempowerment.com. We acknowledge the lands on which we live and work, cared for by our traditional custodians for 80,000 plus years. We move together against the continuing genocide and colonisation of our peoples. Our sovereignty was never ceded. We endow deep respect to the bloodlines of this country.